just get that shot.
Most Americans get their health insurance through their employers, but despite being employed, Marcela Gonzalez does not have health insurance. She's seeking help at a Houston clinic operated by a nonprofit organization. The Affordable Care Act's website has been plagued with problems since its launch in October, so Gonzalez was unable to enroll in a program the first time she tried.
The system was very slowly. And we have another appointment, and I come back, and we work in that. But the system was again, had the same problem again.
Make sure you look over it.
But persistence eventually paid off.
In the third appointment, we finished with everything. I was in a system and enrolled.
Counselor Irma Petway says enrollees also need help understanding insurance jargon like copay, out-of-pocket expense, and deductible.
We educate them as we go along. You know, the education doesn't stop at the presentation. As we go through the whole application process, we're continuously educating them about every step of the way.
That's necessary because many poor people served by the clinics have never had health insurance, according to the nonprofit organization's marketing director, Marisa Ponte.
Harris County, which is in the city of Houston, is the most uninsured county in the whole United States. And so for us, any single program that will increase the access to healthcare is welcome.
But opposition Republicans say the program is causing insurance companies to drop thousands of people from their current plans and will ultimately prove too expensive. House Speaker John Boehner says it should be scrapped.
President's health care law continues to wreak havoc on American families, small businesses, and our economy. And it's not just a broken website. This bill is fundamentally flawed.
Marisa Ponte says Obamacare, for all its flaws, should be given a chance.
It takes time. It takes time for people really to assimilate all this information. And I think the problems will be tweaked as we go along, and we all are learning. So we just need to be patient.
But the healthcare law could face an even bigger challenge if too few young, healthy people enroll, offsetting the cost of insuring the poor and chronically ill. A poll released by the Harvard Institute for Politics shows that 57% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 disapprove of the law. President Obama, however, remains confident that younger people will come around and enroll in large numbers before the deadline at the end of March next year. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Houston.